Which country has the best intelligence service? Your ranking, top three countries.
None of them has the best intelligence service. The question was, which country has the best intelligence service? I think every country has its strengths and its shortcomings. The United States, for example, is quite good at spending massive amounts of money thoughtlessly. And in fact, when I lecture my British and Australian colleagues, I say, you know, we're really treating this alliance wrong. What it ought to be is Australian languages, American money, British brains, and the Canadian reputation for helplessness. You know, that's an alliance that works. And the South Africans right now are about to build a new OSINT center, and they've learned not to take computers from Americans. Okay? They figured that one out. I said, just take the cash. But we're good at spending money. We're not good at anything else. The Israelis, I think, are good at very specific kinds of operations. They're also good at using reservists for open source intelligence collection. The Swedes used to be very good at open source intelligence. My partner, Mats Bajor, got an award from the King of Sweden for this. Scotland Yard in London, the Queen of England just gave out an Order of the British Empire to my friend Detective Steve Edwards, who created the OSINT unit at Scotland Yard that is putting people in jail, big people, terrorists and major corporate criminals, using OSINT to create these networks and link analysis. And Interpol is sending questions to Scotland Yard, and inside of hours, he is providing exactly which corporate boards people are connected to, and he's identifying people that are doing major league arms smuggling and so forth. I think the Indians are very good in some select areas. I think the French are very good at counterintelligence against Arabs. The South Africans are very good at clandestine intelligence, black on black. In fact, after the revolution, the South Africans, the best blacks, went into intelligence. And all of the whites are in the process of training them as they're flipping. And they also had the benefit that just before the revolution, there was an entire new intelligence campus built for South Africa, but they're still only at 19 baud for their internet connection. That breaks my heart. So I don't think there is any intelligence community that has all the pieces lined up. You remember my little slide? You had collection, counterintelligence, covert action, analysis, and leadership. There is no one community that I know of that's got it all together.
And you could say relatively to their country.
What's that?
You could say in relation to their country, which intelligence service serves their country best?
That's a hard question. I'd have to think about that, because one of the things you really have to consider is what is the cost to a country of intelligence operations that are counterproductive or cost a lot of money. I think every intelligence services has some good and some bad. Why don't you tell me what your answer is, and then we'll take it from there.
I don't really know. I know Israeli service has always been very good for Israel.
It's good in narrow. It's good in narrow casting.
But it also has started to fail lately.
Yes, it has. And in fact, I think one of the problems with the U.S. not reading Hebrew is that we don't see the internal opposition. There's a very famous article that was written by an Israeli general about a year ago that basically said that the Israeli policy against Palestine was out of touch with reality, was based on false intelligence, was political manipulation. It does not help to assassinate or capture single individuals if you're bulldozing entire villages at the same time. And it's also not helpful if you're stealing the water from the entire Middle East to support an agriculture sector that is producing 3% of your GDP. This is just flat out stupid, okay? No disrespect intended. It's just a statement of fact. And so one of the things I'm struggling with whether I redirect my third book. My third book was originally intended to focus only on the $500 billion for national security. I'm now toying with the idea of saying that we need a new domestic intelligence agency that uses only open sources and methods to understand the most pressing domestic problems. For instance, in America, we have a very pressing domestic problem with the working poor. That should be an oxymoron, but it's not. I mean, the working poor is the title of a book, and it's a very delicate cycle I mean, if your child care breaks down or the bus doesn't show up or your alarm clock doesn't go off or you have a major injury in your family, your entire life is destroyed and you drop below the poverty line. Okay, I think we need to have intelligence about our own domestic situation. So, for example, in the Israeli case, I would say, fellas, we need to think about importing food and not using so much water. We need to think about asking for an international demilitarized zone and actually creating a multi-billion dollar fund to basically raise two generations in peace with a 30-year commitment for this international force staying. You know, there are a whole bunch of other things, but the bottom line is I think most countries do not have a grand strategy. They do not have an interagency coordination process. They do not have holistic intelligence covering both domestic and international issues in a coherent, sensible way. For example, our foreign aid investments in Africa are trivial compared to how we screw the Africans with our tariffs and other anti-trade initiatives. So by and large, I would say to you, I think most countries are unintelligent, and right now intelligence is part of the problem, and national intelligence is part of the problem rather than part of the solution.